welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Kim and Mike Burge out of Valentine, and we are just happy that you have joined us. Tri-State Livestock News offers ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all kinds of livestock news. You don't have to roam for information. You can get the latest in livestock news. It sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats in Belfouche. And Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora, North Dakota. Find them on Facebook and follow them at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it's what ranchers read. Kim, I'm going to share a few short Christmas-type stories in here. Some are maybe a little tear-jerky, and some of them are just kind of fun and make you look through the Christmas season through the eyes of a child once in a while. So it had been a tough year. A single father with two young daughters, I was out of work and out of money. With little choice, I told the girls, it looks like our gift from Santa will be the gift of our love for each other. Then a miracle occurred. I won $1,000 in a contest. I kept it a secret as I went on shopping spree and spent Christmas Eve wrapping presents for my girls, all the time thinking, boy, will they be surprised. The next morning, I went to the living room to lay out the gifts and froze. There were already dozens of presents under the Christmas tree, all with my name on it. My girls had felt bad that Dad wouldn't be getting any gifts, so they'd carefully wrapped their favorite stuffed animals and other toys so that I would have a Merry Christmas. As I stared at the gifts through tear-filled eyes, I promised myself to never again doubt Santa Claus. And on Christmas Eve, my husband went next door to retrieve a gift for our son and daughter. I had just slipped into bed when I heard him return. Our 3-year-old son also heard him, and soon he was in my bed, clinging to me. Nervously excited that Santa was in the house, we waited in silence for a few minutes, until he finally whispered, "Too bad Daddy can't be here." And one more of those. While I was president of a state college in New York, I came home from work one December day and drove my 5-year-old son, Brett, to Santa's village. Brett was nervous but excited and had a long wish list of toys clutched in his hand. When it was our turn, we approached the great man seated in his big chair. That was when Santa, who turned out to be a student at my college, stood up, extended his hand, and said, "Dr. Anderson, this is an unexpected pleasure." Brett dropped his list, stared at me with astonishment, and said, "Why didn't you tell me you knew Santa Claus?" That is a pretty big wish list there. So this one gets a little bit long, and I'm going to break it into two sections today. But it was submitted by D. Griffiths here a while back to The Good Stuff, and it's called I Believe. And I think we can get by with splitting this into a couple of different programs. It's called I Believe That We Don't Have to Change Friends If We Understand That Friends Change. I believe that no matter how good a friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while, and you must forgive them for that. I believe that true friendship continues to grow, even over the longest distance. Same goes for true love. And I believe that you can do something in an instant that will give you heartache for life. Now, there's something to think about. I believe that it's taking me a long time to become the person I want to be. And I believe that you should always leave loved ones with loving words. It may be the last time that you see them. I believe that you can keep going long after you can't. I believe that we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. I believe that either you control your attitude or it controls you. And I believe that regardless of how hot and steamy a relationship is at first, the passion fades and there had better be something else to take its place. Just a few things D. Griffiths sent in, and I don't know for sure where that came from or who had written that one, but it's called I Believe. And if you have something to share with The Good Stuff, especially during this holiday season, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. And from myself and Kim, Here at The Good Stuff, we want to make sure we wish everyone a very Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff.